You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Park. That's what I was told by the Bisons. I was told by the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is reiterated from the Blue Jays ownership.
All righty, welcome back. You've got the financial guys. That was a little bit of the press conference from yesterday talking about the Blue Jays. As if these folks were nuclear? Do they have leprosy?
There's a Blue Jay, a professional baseball player. He's out on the street.
We're going to quarantine them to their hotels where they can never, ever leave.
What are we doing?
This is crazy. Yes. Wouldn't it be like, let's quarantine them for 2 weeks, now we're cool?
Yeah.
Right? Maybe test them once a week? I don't know.
Why?
But seriously?
Really?
You act as if it's like
the rabid dogs in the street.
Get them. It's crazy. It's just out of control.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to our special guest, Dr. Pamela Popper. We will get to some calls as well in the next section, I promise. 803-0930-930. Wanted to get back to what we were talking about, Dr. Popper. I appreciate it. You know, it's kind of asking the question, like, what are we doing? I mean, it seems as if, you know, we look at the virus, and I'm not saying that the virus isn't nasty. I'm not saying it's not killed people. I'm not saying it's not dangerous. But what I am saying is that, you know, according to the doctors, if you're under 45, it's less lethal than the flu. If you're over 45 but below 65, it's about on par. Over 65, it's worse. We are destroying the economy. I don't think people really understand the damage that we're doing. You haven't felt it yet, folks, because everyone's still getting paid, right? Wait till the budget comes, the cuts come. Those of you tweeting us nasty messages, you're probably working for the county, I'm guessing, right? You're probably still getting paid, I'm guessing, right? You probably haven't missed a paycheck yet, right? But what if you're that restaurant owner? What if you're that business owner? What if you're the person who's mortgaged your house, you know, put every bit of last savings they had to open up that catering business? They're done. You're destroying their livelihood and potentially destroying lives, because there's all sorts of ancillary negatives here, right? Mike's talked about this. We've talked about this for a long time. Looking at COVID in a box, just in a vacuum, right? As if there's no other consequences.
That's right.
But Dr. Popper, we know there's other consequences, right?
Well, I want to change the conversation a little bit and stop talking about this as if it's dangerous. And it's not even that dangerous for people over 65. It's dangerous. All sickness, all flu, cold, whatever, is dangerous for people who are very, very sick, all right? It's dangerous for people who are elderly and confined in nursing homes and are very, very sick. So this even the term dangerous virus is so, it's like saying yesterday there was a fatal accident north of Columbus. Cars are dangerous, all right? Well, if you did that all day long, you would make people not want to drive.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, the world as we know it would change. And that's exactly what's going on. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And we don't need to test anybody. The tests are fake.
Well, that's true.
I'm getting about 5 emails per hour. I'm not exaggerating. And people who say, I made an appointment to go get the test. I didn't realize when I got there I was going to have to be there all day long. I had to go to work, and I left, and I got a notice in the mail that I was positive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I wrote an article that's appeared in many, many publications about the track record of this test. It was never designed to be used as a test. The CDC says, and they keep expanding the symptoms. I mean, if you've got a sore throat or a headache, you can qualify for a COVID diagnosis, and they're counting as cases, even people 2 people removed from the original person who was diagnosed with the fake test. Mm-hmm. So this is all a hoax, and we've just got to start talking about it that way. Our government has collapsed, and we have been taken over by a hostile regime. That's the way it is here in Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, who, trust me, Pamela, we're in New York.
Yeah.
You think Ohio's bad? You should see our great leader.
Yeah, he's now the emperor of Ohio. That's what we call him, the Emperor DeWine of Ohio.
Yeah. Ours doesn't have a king's chair yet, but pretty close.
The throne. He needs a throne.
And that's the way it is in most of these states right now. And so we've got to realize that this is what's going on. So continuing to talk about testing and tracing and test them and quarantine them, nobody should be quarantined for 46 seconds. Nobody should be tested, and there's no reason to be taking people's temperatures. This is all ridiculous. And what we've got to start focusing on is getting our rights back and getting these despots out of office. You know, just think about it this way. If we had been attacked from a military standpoint by communists from a foreign regime, and they were now the governors of our states and running our government, what would we do? Would we sit here and talk about debate about what they had to say yesterday, or would we say, holy crap, we're in trouble, and we have to do something about these people? Lawsuits and protests and recall petitions and special elections and more lawsuits and more protests and more petitions and on and on and on. We have to address the elephant in the room, is that we no longer have the same government we had back in February. Our government has been taken over by a hostile regime. And I'll tell you something that's really concerning to me, and I've thought about this a lot. is that when you think about it, some of these people, some of them were despots before this happened, but some of them were nice people before this happened. And you just wonder, what happened to a bunch of people who used to be governors? The governor of Indiana has gone the bad direction. Abbott in Texas, he used to be a nice guy. This guy, DeWine, he has a good track record. What caused these people overnight to do what they're doing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What would cause them? I have an idea about what it is, but it's not that they're looking at any science at all.
Well, when you talk about a communist infiltration, I thought we were going to switch gears and start talking about Portland, Oregon. But
yeah.
that's a show topic for another time.
Yeah, but maybe the end of the show.
Yeah, right. Maybe the end of the show today. When you I'm starting to hear things, Dr. Popper, like you just said. You know, it almost sounds like communism, like from King Cuomo.
And
I'm going to play a clip in a little bit.
Listen to this, by the way, Pamela.
This is crazy.
This is from our health commissioner here in Erie County, right? This is Gail Bernstein. She encourages you to report your family members, your coworkers, your friends, or enemies if they have traveled to any of the 31 states on the New York Travel Advisory List.
Yeah.
That's unreal, isn't it? That's unreal. By the way, we've had 1,600 complaints on bars and restaurants, yet I don't see any of these complaints coming in for any of the protest or any of these folks smashing windows down in the city. Unreal.
This is out of Hitler's playbook.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Scary.
They all read Mein Kampf. And you turn the people against one another. And what we have, you know, the way I feel about these people, I'm starting to have a little bit different feeling about the sheep. I'm angry with the sheep because they're, in a way, they're co-conspirators. But I guess I feel like about the sheep the way I feel about drug addicts, okay? Purdue Pharma turned a lot of people into drug addicts with their god-awful product, OxyContin, and the lies that they told and everything else.
No doubt.
But I feel bad. Having said that, if you're addicted to Vicodin, it's a terrible place to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel sorry for you. If you are stupid enough, really, and I mean that sincerely, to believe this crap that you're being told every day, it's a terrible thing, and at some point in time, it's like you joined a cult, and we're going to have to deprogram you so that you can have some kind of normal life, because there's no normal life possible when you listen to this kind of crap and think that it's true.
Yeah, especially with the numbers off as far as they have been.
Right?
Can we plug your website, Make Americans Free People Again?
Well, it's Make Americans Free Again.
Free Again. Okay, Make Americans Free Again.
So that's the key question I want to end with, and a lot of people are asking, texting, what can we do to make this stop? What do we need to tell people that we can do to, you know, get a Governor Cuomo off of his throne? He's dictating to people now. We'll play the clip after the break. Chicken wings are not a meal. It's got to be soup and a sandwich. What kind of soup? Does broth count?
Right.
What are we talking about here?
Tomato soup.
Tomato soup? It's got to have stuff in it. Noodles? Does that count as
chowder,
a soup?
Chowder?
I mean, it's lunacy. So what can people do, Dr. Popper?
First thing is you have to stop abiding by it.
Mm.
If 5 million people in Ohio just said, that's the end of this, man. We're just going to live normally. What are they going to do? They have built camps, but there's not enough room in the camps to put 5 million people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing. Massive civil disobedience, which is how Martin Luther King really encouraged African Americans to gain their freedoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need massive civil disobedience. We have got to unite as a people under one umbrella. That's what we're trying to do, with a mission to make sure that the next thing that's coming, we all know what it is, which is mandatory vaccines and tattoos and all that sort of thing, make sure that that doesn't happen. And then we've got to take care of the matter at hand. Like, one of the things that we're very proud of is we built a homeschool resource center. It's the biggest thing in the country, if you go take a look at it, at makeamericansfreeagain.com, and get these kids out of these despotic, god-awful, dystopian environments they used to call school. The kids out of school, take control of your child's education. Lawsuits, lawsuits, lawsuits. We'll have a legal resource center built by the end of next week where you can come and get complaints and then conform them to your county or whatever to file for masks, for rights violations, etc. Massive violations. And then we've all got to become engaged voters and get rid of these people. Some of them are up for election in November. Some of them can be up for election in November if you recall them. It's my understanding that the Empress of Oregon, they already have enough signatures to get her back on the ballot. And I don't think it's going to be hard to take her out, because one good thing that's happening is that this is uniting a number of people who used to vote along party lines, and they're now saying, I'm going to vote along freedom lines.
Yes.
And that's a good thing. So there will be some good things to come out of this. And we've been talking for decades about education reform. Newsflash, it hasn't resulted in anything good. You know what would reform education? Kids not going to school anymore and being schooled at home by parents and others who are competent and using programs that demand excellence and from a value standpoint are consistent with what parents want for their children. So there, we can take this lemon that we've been given, and we can make lemonade with it if we become engaged as citizens and we all line up together and forget about what party you're with or whatever. You know, I'm a Republican. I voted for DeWine. I want him out of there. As I think he's a swine. I think he's a criminal. All right. I think what he's doing to the people of Ohio, he should face criminal charges for doing. I don't know if that'll ever happen, but that's the way I feel about him. So we got to stop thinking about parties, and we got to start thinking about getting rid of bad people. I can't imagine that thinking Democrats in New York think that Cuomo should tell them what constitutes a meal.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, and to your point, there's some Democrats out there that are now suing because they see the damage that's been done. Right. And now it's hitting them, right? Now it's hitting them in the pocketbook. They own some businesses as well.
Party or that party, and those that stands for certain values. But I think what we need to do is find the common ground.
Yeah.
You know, there are plenty of Democrats with asthma who don't want to wear a mask in Ohio.
Yeah.
Okay, and Republicans too. So let's find the common ground, because that's what Americans do when they're doing their best. We find the things that we can be agree on. And then when we get our freedoms back, we can go back to screaming and hollering at each other, immigration, some other things. But right now, we can't do that because we're being held hostage by a hostile regime, really.
Yep. No doubt. Dr. Popper, plug your website one more time, please.
MakeAmericansFreeAgain.com.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much for joining
us.
We really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. All right. Very short break, folks. We've got the financial guys in for the great Sandy Beach. We'll be right back here.
Bob and John up on deck. Promise.
WBEN. All right, your WBEN 7 First Alert forecast for today. Sun and clouds, a chance of an isolated thunderstorm down in Chautauqua County. High near 81. Tonight, mainly clear, low of 63. Great weekend ahead on Saturday. Sunny and hot, high near 85. And on Sunday, partly sunny, a little more humid with a high near 87. You've got the financial guys, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, in for the great Sandy Beach, and Joe Beamer. Here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let me go right to the phones.
Yes.
I know we've had people patiently waiting. We'll go to 803-0930 if you want to join us. Star 930 is a free call and a text, and 1-800-616-9236. We'll go to Bob in Sanborn. Hi, Bob. How are you? Thanks for holding. Bob, you're up.
Hello?
Hey, Bob.
How are you,
Bob? Thanks for holding, bud.
Bob, you are live on the air.
Let's put Bob on hold. He's been way too patient to lose him here.
Yeah, can you
go to John and Lancaster?
Yeah, check
first.
With Bob. We'll go to John and Lancaster. Hey, John, how you doing? John, can you hear us? John and Lancaster.
Well, anytime. We'll get this equipment working anytime.
All right, so we'll clear the phone lines. If you can just see if Bob and John are there, if you want to join us, 803-0930, star 930 is a free call and a cell, 1-800-616-9236. Now is your chance. Because otherwise, we're going to go to another guest in the next half an hour.
Wait till you hear Dave DiPietro, by the way. Dave should be calling in. Hopefully, you could sneak away for a little bit. But talk about some of the stuff that New York is pushing down our throats. And you'll be amazed, right? What they've actually accomplished and moved this state even further left in just the last few days.
Crazy. Really. Can we try Bob again? Is Bob good to go? All right, let's try to Bob again. Hey, Bob, are you there? Bob?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing,
Hey,
Bob?
There you are, Bob.
Bob? All right. I'm sorry, Bob. I'm going to give you one more shot here, but
I don't think it's Bob. I think it's our equipment.
I don't know that it is. Let me play this while we're waiting. This is just classic here. This is Cuomo talking about what now constitutes a meal. This is, by the way, what they did in Venezuela.
Yes.
They told you what you could charge, the prices you had to charge your people, what you could sell, what you couldn't sell,
right?
The hours that you had to be open, right?
We pretty much have done all of that,
right?
Except for, well, I shouldn't say that. Now, what can you sell? We haven't yet got to the point where we're saying you can only charge a certain amount for a chicken wing. But what he is telling you is what you can eat.
Right. The dollar menu didn't count. So all these bars and restaurants came out and said, okay, fine, you got to have
chips for a buck or so.
You got to have food with your drink. Fine, we'll have buffalo chips for $1. Yeah. You know, peanuts for
unlimited
a penny.
Peanuts for a penny.
Here was Cuomo's response. This is classic. This is right out of, by the way, you would expect this in a communist Russia or communist China. Come on.
To be a bar, you had to have food available: soups, sandwiches, etc. More than just hors d'oeuvres, chicken wings. You had to have some substantive food. The lowest level of substantive food were sandwiches.
Oh, Oh, okay. So well, thank you very much for
what
that.
What size sandwich can we eat, Mr. Right. Cuomo?
Do sliders count?
Yeah.
And that soup what sandwich.
What if I order a sandwich? Salad? Do I have to eat the whole sandwich?
What about salad, Mike?
Can I take a bite?
Is salad count as a meal?
I don't know.
I mean, chicken wings alone count as a meal. I had chicken wings for lunch yesterday. That was my meal.
Yeah, apparently right? You have to eat twice now, Glenn.
I guess. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
No more chicken wings for you?
It's just so ridiculous.
No more chicken wings for you.
Unbelievable. Yep. All right, we're going to hold these calls to the other side of the break because we're going to be, you know, 15 seconds. Well, yeah, if you need us throughout the week, folks.
We lost a gentleman from Lancaster. He waited an hour. Please call back.
I know. Here. John, call back in Lancaster. We'll get you on. If you need us throughout the week, folks, we do manage money for a living. If you think like us, please, 716-633-1515, again, 633-1515, or, of course, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. You can find out all of our different departments, the things that we do. We have a one-stop financial shop. You can also find the links to all of our different things that we do, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our podcast. Don't forget about our podcast each and every week. Comes out on Tuesday. And then, of course, on Wednesday, you get the video version on our YouTube channel. Go to thefinancialguys.com for all the links and information. You've got the Financial Guys. We'll be right back here on the Great Sandy Beach Show. Alrighty, welcome back. You've got the Financial Guys. Again, Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lomas, in for the Great Sandy Beach here. Actually, Joe Beamer's on Friday, typically, so in for the great Joe Beamer.
His buddies are texting him. Yo, Beamer, they're trying to meet up with you, so they actually don't listen to your show, Joe.
Just so you know, they want to meet you at somewhere.
Yeah.
At 11.
Yeah, I won't tell you what bar.
Anyway. Yeah, if we don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some phone lines in here real quick, or some phone calls in. 803-0930-930. We're going to just kind of roll through some calls real quick, and then we'll get to Assemblyman Dave DiPietro to give us an update. This state was lost, in my opinion, when we lost the entire legislature of this state. Yeah. You know, we knew we were going to go the way of California.
And you say it can't get worse. Oh, yes, it can.
Oh, yes, it can.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it can. I want to play this clip. Sue sent me this from Seinfeld. We were talking about soup being a meal,
Sue,
right?
Sue and you have a Seinfeld for everything.
Everything. There's a Seinfeld for everything. Yeah. This is with Banyan. I love this clip. This is fantastic.
This is the dinner. The soup counts.
the soup counts, Governor Cuomo. The soup.
Not for him.
Counts. No, but chicken wings don't count. So now.
What about the texture of the soup? Like if it's chunky and there's meat.
Chunky's good. A chunky. Okay, remember chunky soup in a can? That was a meal.
That was.
Remember, that was a whole campaign.
That was.
Soup, chunky soup.
But tomato soup, no go.
No.
Tomato soup,
no.
Chicken wings, though. That might be my lawsuit.
But chicken fingers? Where do chicken fingers fall?
Oof.
Right? You have a chicken fingers meal.
What
my
size,
son orders it all the time.
What size are we talking about?
Well, if you have French fries and like and lettuce and blue cheese, I mean, that's a meal, right? That's a meal.
What size fries?
Well,
do we have to measure? Do they have trans fats?
Yes.
Oh, then they're out.
Well, they're out then.
Yeah,
well, not
out.
In New York
City. We can't
City.
Have trans fats, remember?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, or pop. You can't have pop.
No, no. Well, so you can have pop, but you can only have it in a shot glass. You can't have it in anything that's larger than
that's right.
Remember that?
That's right. We measure the size.
Yeah, you can't have the big. No, that's a no-go.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
At least I won't catch the flu.
No, exactly. All right, let's go to Joe out of North Buffalo and cross our finger for some better luck on the phone lines. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Yes. Just happy we can hear you.
You sound awesome.
Absolutely, man. I'm telling you, I don't know where to begin. I mean, I'm just bewildered from what our country used to be like months ago.
Months ago.
What it is now.
Months ago, Joe. They're saying no more, you know, you're not allowed to go to football games, baseball games.
Nothing.
Right?
Blue Jays can't even leave the hotel.
Blue.
God forbid they come to Buffalo.
Yeah, baseball players are like rabid dogs.
Yeah,
if they're caught out on the street.
Yeah. They can't be out partying on Chippewa.
No.
I got a news flash.
Not even partying.
Cars. Nobody's out partying on Chippewa.
They're not allowed to walk on Chippewa.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Can't leave.
Unreal. Yeah. It's unreal.
Insane.
The stuff that comes out of these folks' mouths. And I tell you, it's the Democrats that are leading the way. They're the never openers. But the Republicans are sitting there watching them.
Oh, yeah.
Where's President Trump talking about these fake numbers, right? We just went through all kinds of fake numbers. We had a doctor on talking about that the prediction models were off 96%.
Mm-hmm.
Not 9%. 9%, you go, okay, look at 96%.
Right?
They're off 96%. And we're still living in this world of fear.
Right.
It's unreal.
As if it's all true.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead, Joe.
Well, anyway, so what's going on? Obviously, a good point is look what happened in Florida recently when they got busted for saying that the numbers were higher than they were and everything.
Yeah. And, of course, the mainstream media went after Florida. We know why, right? Because the governor is a conservative.
Well, they just shut down the conference. Yeah. I mean, they won.
They won.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you win.
Absolutely.
The Democrats win. They just shut down the Republican conference.
They won.
Interesting, Joe. Have you seen any of the Florida numbers revised?
They're supposedly being forced to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Know if that's in effect. Right?
How sad is that, though? What does that tell you right there? They're being forced to revise the numbers.
I'm telling you,
wouldn't you do that from day one?
It's resistors.
I mean, the numbers are the most important thing when it comes to this, right? We were told to look at the science. So if we're told to look at the science, I would think that those numbers would be revised in seconds.
No.
In seconds. No. Nope.
What's going on is you have these resistors at every level. At the CDC, at the hospitals, at the reporting agencies, at the testing
facilities.
Walking
into Walmarts now.
Right?
Yep.
Anyway.
You're not wearing a mask. No soup for you.
Here's an interesting point, guys. So what people don't realize is that this is against, one, the American Disabilities Act, two, against their HIPAA right violations.
Yes. Spot on.
If people don't stand up for this and realize that this is a covert takeover, I don't know. There's no help for this country other than starting to call us America standard.
Yeah, well, turning into Iran. Everybody's going to be wearing a mask
forever.
It's
getting scary, right? That's for sure.
Why don't we always wear a mask, right? I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people walking around with compromised immune systems every day, right? Chemotherapy patients, right? Pneumonia. I mean, that's what they want, right? They want total control. And of course, now King has granted himself total control in this state. So he does what he wants to do.
But no mask for him.
And the conservatives are listening, by the way. You're listening. You're listening.
So close to home, too, because I have a relative that has COPD. And if they were to go into a store and wear a mask, they would pass out within 2 to 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The day that this all broke out, when they were inflating the numbers and it was on the death certificates and all this and that stuff that they were saying that was actually true, my relative's doctor called them and said, you know what? This is no bigger than the numbers from previous years as far as flus and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I'm just letting you know the reason why they're inflating the numbers is because there's not enough people dying from this, so they have to pad the numbers so they make it look good.
Well,
the media is just going and putting out this brainwashing show and day in, day out.
No doubt.
Yeah, well, thank you, Joe. We know that Cuomo tried to pad the numbers. He actually did. He did that by killing people in nursing homes.
Now
that's right. I'm sorry.
Now he's trying to go the other way.
He's revising the numbers.
I know they died in nursing homes, but they died of other causes.
Overnight, the death rates in New York went from 32 down to 25.
Yeah.
25,000. Joe, thank you so much for your call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking time.
By the way,
you betcha.
They switched from deaths now to positive cases, right?
You notice that?
All of a sudden now, it's not about deaths,
No.
We were told, go get tested. If more people are positive, that shows you the death rate is way lower. But the minute they did that, hotspot. Now we're knowing that those numbers are fake. So,
but they're winning.
What do you believe?
Trump just canceled the Republican conference in Jacksonville.
Absolutely. And Trump needs to do a press conference every day talking about the real numbers, not the fake numbers. I would be holding up a picture. We had an article about a motorcycle accident.
Yep.
The death of a motorcycle accident.
There was a
gunshot. Died of COVID. I would be every day. I'd say, here's another. Lie. Here's
still
a lie.
Counting this one.
Gunshots. Chicago.
Let's try to sneak in two more before the break, and then we'll go to DiPietro. Okay. So let's go to Pete in Montreal. Hi, Pete. How you doing? Oh, Pete. All right. I'm going to drop you, Pete. I'm sorry. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville, I think. Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Bill.
I'm here.
Hey, right. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I just want to say love you guys.
Oh, thanks, Bill.
Thanks.
For years. I wish back then, before I climbed out of my ignorance, I would have spent more time with you guys. But on a lighter note, that doctor that you had on your show, I think it was last week, could have been the week before, and then today?
Yep, Dr. Popper.
Terrific.
Thank you.
I've turned a couple of my friends on to her, especially with younger kids. I've got to say it on the Rush show that Dr. Atlas that was on there, same thing. He reiterated the same thing. Either believe the science or don't.
Yep.
I mean, just
that's right.
Fabulous.
That's right. Well, they want to believe the science when it works in their favor, and then they want to change it to their favor, right? So,
but here's the thing, and I think Dr. Popper nailed it.
Yeah.
They create the narrative, and then they find the stuff. Here's the thing, folks. I have yet to see one random control trial, actually medical study, right? Not this conjecture. Wow, this person cut 100 hairs and they didn't get anybody sick and they were sick the whole time. No.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a random control trial in a controlled environment that actually shows the effects of all the stuff that they're making us do, right?
Yeah.
Why are daycares open but schools not? Why are, why is Walmart open but the flower shop can't? I mean, the things that they did were completely illogical, made no sense. Whatsoever.
Well, they went after the very industries that they could really control the most, right?
Yeah.
And bars and restaurants,
they
can take their liquor license, right? So they can't take people's licenses that are on a federal level, right? I mean, if you're licensed with the SEC, they can't take your license, but yet they can take your liquor license. So that's the one thing that they could control, and they took it over and destroyed it. There's going to be so much, the suicides, the depression, the people we're going to lose over this, not to mention globally, the people that are going to starve from this. Yeah. Will far outseed exceed the people that died for COVID. Far.
Bill, let me ask you a question. Do you consider chicken wings to be a meal?
After how many vomiting days of Cuomo being on, knew this was just a rehearsal for his presidential run.
Yeah.
Buddy with a brain. Like, you see, the problem with you guys here, I'm going to just say this, and it's not really a problem, it's just sad, because it really is generated from the education system that we lack in this country. You guys talk above a lot of people in Buffalo and in the world. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. It's just when you speak and you say things like real and truth and things like that, a lot of people don't understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I like to call it common sense, Bill.
I agree.
But thank you so much for your kind words. Do appreciate it. I got
to
let you go.
Let me
thank
add this,
so
too. When it comes to New York, there's a lot of folks here in Western New York that totally get it, and they know we're getting screwed by 18 miles to the east of us.
And many of them, by the way, are afraid to speak up because they've gotten death threats, right? They've gotten threats to their business. They've gotten, they're petrified. They've gotten, there's a Trump trailer out in North Tonawanda.
Yeah.
Some guy threatened to burn it down with the people that run it in it.
Right.
What's the matter with you people?
Let me ask you this,
it's a virus, though, in all seriousness. What is the matter
what
with you?
What is the matter with you?
Look, I didn't like Barack Obama. In fact, I will be honest, I detested Barack Obama. Yeah. In fact, I'll be honest again, I still detest Barack Obama, right?
I've never threatened
somebody's life,
right?
I've never doxed their family or anything crazy.
If we saw an Obama souvenir trailer, we wouldn't call them and threaten them and say, we're going to burn down your trailer.
What's the matter with you people?
We just wouldn't buy their stuff.
Seriously, go get a job.
In fact, I might even buy their stuff as a spoof to some of my buddies.
Go get a job.
Right.
Or
That's
a
right.
hobby or something.
That's
but
right.
For
start
gosh sakes.
Start your own business and prove us all wrong. You can
What's
make
the matter
it?
With you? Yep. All right, we got to take a very short break. We're going to come back with Assemblyman Dave DiPietro, find out the more lunacy going on this day. You won't believe this, folks. Yep. Don't turn the dial. You got the financial guys. We'll be right back here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I got to ask DiPietro this because he's the expert on this, right? I can't go to a bar and order chicken wings and have a beer.
Does
so if I want to have chicken wings for my dinner,
do
it.
According to Mark Paul and Cars Andrew Cuomo,
can't do it. That's nuts.
There's something wrong with you if you want to do that.
Assemblyman Dave DiPietro.
You could be having fun.
Am I hearing that right? So now Governor Cuomo is going to dictate to me what I can and cannot eat in order for me to order an alcoholic beverage? Is that right, Dave?
It's 100% correct.
It's unreal.
As soon as you finish that, any food on your plate and you don't leave, they can come in, the SLA can come in and find the bar because now you're loitering.
Unreal.
Unreal. For those of you, I understand you put your life's work into these bars and restaurants. I get it. I mean, especially like a chef's, right?
Yeah.
Or, Lou Billetier, his whole family.
For decades,
multiple generations.
Sure.
But at some point, I'd love to hear from you. I would just fold up shop and leave. Either you just have to completely fight it
and
hire an attorney.
Many of them are.
Or just say, what is this? Now you're going to tell me what I can serve and what I can't.
Many of those places, by the way, are they're rentals, right? They're renting the space.
Of course.
So they're just going to
own the buildings.
Right. They're going to take the equipment and move somewhere.
Wait till this hits the banking sector.
Ooh.
Wait till this hits the financial sector, folks. You have no idea the economic damage that's coming.
Yep.
All right, Dave, tell us what's going on in the wonderful world of Albany politics, because I know there's more lunacy. When you just can't expect things to go any worse, get any worse or go any lower.
They do.
Here we go.
Well, we started Monday morning. We went 14 and a half hours straight. We did 150 bills. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we averaged about 125 or 150 a day.
Now, in an average year, prior to the communists taking over all of Albany, how many bills would you normally see in a given year?
And here, let's make be perspective. The average state does about, in this country, does about 80 to 120 bills a year, the average state.
Wow.
New York State, we average, since I've been there, we have averaged 1,400 a year.
Wow. And that'll be weak this year, though, right?
So these are telling us how to do rules for this, regulations for that, laws for this, restrictions on that, right?
Tell us about the good news, right, with the legals now being able to vote.
Okay, let's try this one. They passed a law yesterday, or Wednesday or yesterday, I don't know, I'm getting all mixed up, but ICE, what is their job? Their job is to go, one of their jobs is to go and get people out of this country who are here illegally, who might have a record.
Yes.
Well, they passed a law the other day, yesterday or today, saying now that ICE, if ICE goes into a courtroom, you know, they usually get updates from the local police, and they go in and they'll arrest someone who's here illegally that they know about. If ICE goes into a courtroom and arrests someone, now they get arrested for illegally arresting an illegal alien. And get this, now they can go to jail doing their job. Plus,
it's crazy.
Their family can file a civil lawsuit against ICE and their officer for money.
Oh, my.
Wow.
That's unreal.
Wow. I didn't think
Sign
illegal aliens could file
agent.
Lawsuits. They shouldn't be able to file lawsuits if you're not a citizen. Right.
Right?
I mean, you're abusing our court system. You know, this is, I can see people are afraid of the government now. And this is a great text that just came in.
Of course they are. They're afraid of the mask police.
This is the perfect thing. I got into it with a waitress who, this is a text I just received. I got into it with a waitress who was a good friend last night. She said, I have to order more. I told her the panic in her voice and argument between us is a good sign that we are under Marxist totalitarian control.
Absolutely, we are.
We fear our government, and that is the honest to God truth.
You cannot have a beer anymore without being told what you need to order.
That's right.
And the minute that food is done, you need to step up and leave. And these health inspectors, by the way, and shame on you. I've called the health department.
They will not come on
and defend this, ever. I have called and left message after message. I said the taxpayers deserve to know what you're doing when you're like. And by the way, if we've got resources to send health inspectors into a bar or a chef's or anchor bar or something, where the hell are you folks when there's thousands of people down there protesting,
smashing windows, right?
That's where the government resources should be spent, not driving some restaurant out of crazy who's been here for 50 years. A total joke. And you're Democrat. If you're a Democrat and you're for this, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? This is the world you want to live in?
Well, the funny thing about Democrats, interesting at least, is that, I wouldn't say it's funny, it's interesting, is that they're all about all the control. They'll vote for the controls and the restrictions and the regulations until it affects them.
Tesla's a great example of that. We're just talking during the break.
Yep.
Tesla's now moving from California to Texas. Oh, why? Because you've been so much, everything was liberal. Always vote left, right? Give money to the left, right? Oh, but they couldn't open up in California.
That's
it hit them. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, exactly.
So, Dave, tell us more. Tell us more about the good news here in New York State.
We got about a minute here, Dave, and we'll have to hold you to the other side of the top of the hour. But
No problem. You'll love this one. There's a new, we did Wednesday, a new law now that says if you get a speeding ticket and you get 30 parking tickets, then you get another speeding ticket. You never show up to court, right? You never show up to court and you don't pay the fine. You don't have to pay the fine anymore. It goes away. New York State now cannot take your license.
Perfect.
Because you didn't pay the fine, because that's against the
So let me get this straight. So I'm an 18-year-old kid, and I find this out, and I do 120 miles an hour and put people's lives in jeopardy. Just don't pay the fine. You're fine.
Yep. Don't show up.
Do not pay the fine, and they cannot suspend your license.
Crazy. All right, hold that thought,
right,
Dave.
To me.
Democrat, Republican, smart. Speeding is no longer illegal, folks, as per Dave DiPietro and the New York State Assembly. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. You've got the financial guys, 803-0930 and *930 if you want to join us. We'll be right back.
And Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station. Live from the Aesthetic Associates Center studios, this is News Radio 930 WBEN. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. News Radio 930 WBEN.